C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here is your money briefing for Wednesday, November 17th. I'm Trinina Ree for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. Scammers have been running get-rich-quick schemes on social media for years, but it's gotten a lot worse during the pandemic, with people spending more time online.
It's really easy for someone to look like maybe your type of person or a person that you would trust just based on how they create their profiles.
Coming up, we'll talk with WSJ contributor Svati Narula about how to spot these scams and avoid them. That's after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Online scams are everywhere, offering unsuspecting social media users the chance to make some quick cash. And unlike scammers seeking out older people to swindle, these are targeting younger internet-savvy users. So how can you protect yourself and your wallet? Here to talk about it is WSJ contributor Svati Narula. Hi, Svati. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Svati, it seems like common sense that if a stranger asks you for money online, to just simply ignore it or maybe even report it. So why are so many people taking the bait?
I think one reason is that our relationship with people via social media has changed a lot, right? So I think when you meet someone in person, there's a level of trust that you get from looking at someone's face. And I think for younger generations these days, because they are so used to making very real connections with other people on social media platforms, even talking to a stranger on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, whatever it may be, I think it's easier to trust them than it is for some of us who didn't grow up using these platforms. So your guard is already down a little bit.
So how do scammers present themselves online to seem more legitimate to potential targets?
So it's really easy for someone to look like maybe your type of person or a person that you would trust just based on how they create their profile. So people can also learn from your profile. If you're a young person who posts a lot about yourself, let's say on Instagram, Instagram's an easy way to talk about this. Maybe you post pictures with your neighbors and then someone approaches you and they have a couple of people following them who you also follow. So you think, okay, these people that I know in real life also follow this person. Maybe this is someone they know in real life. And then the person sends you a personal message or a direct message saying, hey, I just helped your neighbor Melanie make all this money. And you know you have a neighbor named Melanie, and they only know that because you posted a picture of her last Thanksgiving. But you might think, okay, that's the evidence they're giving me that they're legit. So it can be really easy for them to fake authenticity. Another way that scammers can get you in these situations is they don't often ask you to give up a lot. And depending on your financial situation, you may think, I'm willing to risk that amount of money. I'm not, you know, my world is not going to end if I end up losing it. But the potential payoff is enough that I'm willing to take the risk.
Okay, let's break down the types of scams people commonly fall for. Are there certain categories of scams that are becoming more common, and how do they work?
So I talked to a security researcher for my story who he's been studying scams that proliferate on social media since 2007. And he told me that the most common scams he's seen, and I think this is borne out also by data from the FTC, is that one category is online shopping deals and product giveaways. And this could actually look like an account impersonating a makeup brand and approaching you and saying, hey, we think you'd be a good influencer for us. We want to send you $100 worth of free makeup. You know, we want you to try our makeup and then we want you to post about it. And people might think, okay, great, this sounds like a good deal for me. But then the account says, you just need to pay us for shipping. And that's how they get you. They ask you to pay $20 for shipping. You pay them that money and then they disappear. You don't ever get any makeup, right? Sometimes there are gift card giveaways too. They say, you know, you have won a $500 gift card from this fashion brand. We know you're a fan of this brand. We're giving you a $500 gift card. You just need to prove to us that you are who you say you are. And the way you prove to us that is by sending us $10 on Cash App. Little things like that where they're promising you a good or a product, and then they're making you do an extra step first that involves sending them money.
Got it. What's another common scam to watch out for?
Another common one is cash flipping scams. So in the story I wrote, this woman, Lenaya Moon, was approached by someone on Instagram who said, "Hey, I can help you make quick cash. I do this for a lot of people. All you have to do is send me $150 and I can just flip that into $1,500. Sometimes people will say that, you know, they have some special key to investing money really quickly, that they're an expert in it. No one else knows how to do it. And they'll tell you, you know, "I'm so good at this that I'm gonna get even more money than $1,500 after I flip the $150 you give me, but I'll give you $1,500 back." So they make it sound like it's a good deal for everyone involved, but it's not. They just want that $150 from you.
Right, sure. Okay, what else?
Another one that targets a lot of young women on social media is there will be someone pretending to be an older man who will approach them and offer to be their sugar daddy. So he'll say, "Hey, you're so pretty. I want to be your sugar daddy. All you have to do is be my friend here on Instagram. Send me some pictures every few weeks. I'm going to pay you so much money. I'll pay you $3,000 a week." And you might think, because you've heard that this is a real thing. This is a real thing in some parts, you know, of the world. So you might think, okay, well, yeah, I am pretty. It doesn't sound like I have to do anything too bad. But then the person asks you for your bank account information, or they ask you for your social security number, and they say it's because they want to put you on payroll, you know, quote unquote. So those are the three main things. It's cash flipping or fake investment scams, and sometimes those involve cryptocurrency. There's fake products or goods that people offer to send to you, but then you don't get them once you send your little bit of money up front. And then there are the romance scams, which involve fake sugar daddies or can be way more drawn out and involve completely fake relationships where eventually they ask you for money for a more emotional reason and you give it and then they disappear.
That's so unsettling. So given that, what steps can people take to recognize one of these scams and avoid falling victim to it?
I think there are some really like simple words of wisdom that, you know, people have passed down for generations, actually. One of them is just, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Another one is that you shouldn't have to spend money in order to earn money. So if someone's telling you they have a great opportunity for you, but you first have to pay them some token amount, that's not right. You shouldn't have to do that. Even if you're a wannabe influencer, you shouldn't have to spend money to get someone to send their products to you. Another thing you can do is really try and do some digging on whoever you're corresponding with. You know, you can do a Google image search on the pictures that are in their profile, and you can find out if maybe those Google images actually go to some famous actor in another country, so you know this person is not who they say they are. That's really common. Another thing that's helpful is if someone is saying they're affiliated with a celebrity or a brand, check and see if there's a blue check mark. If this is a social media account, a lot of the major social media platforms now verify public figures. It's very common for people to make fake accounts with one letter off from someone's name and no blue check mark, but a picture they grabbed from the internet, and they will be impersonating them. And you might think that you're really talking to a celebrity who's just donating money out of the goodness of their heart, but that's not what's happening.
So if someone believes they have been a victim to a scam, what recourse do they have? Where can they turn to?
Unfortunately, it really depends on how they ended up transferring money to the scammer. And depending on that, they might not have much recourse at all. I know that if you have done a transaction directly through your checking account, through your bank, a lot of times you can go to your bank, you can say, hey, I authorized someone to take exactly this much money out of my checking account. I want to put a stop payment on that. I think it's fraud. Will you help me? And a major bank is probably going to help you with that. If you used an app like Cash App or Venmo, you might be out of luck. Those apps, they caution you when you're sending money. They say, please don't send money to anyone you don't know. And then their policy generally is once you've sent money to someone, it's instant. It belongs to whoever you sent it to. And that company will not go take that money back from someone just because you say that it was a scam. So that can be a very long, fruitless process trying to get your money back if you did it in one of those ways. If your credit card is involved, you have a little more luck. Credit card companies are very good about reversing charges once you tell them that something was shady and not right. But if you're using Cash App or you're using Venmo, you've got to be very, very careful.
All right, great stuff to know and a reminder for all of us to be careful. That's WSJ contributor Swati Narula. Swati, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. It was great talking to you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Trinina Reeve for the Wall Street Journal.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.